Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from the Dream Live Speak Golf Tournament. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station. Gordon's keeping us on air out here. Now, number 18, Georgia Tech beat Temple 45-24. They stand at 4-0 at this point.
I think I saw something that Tech should be favored in every game they play until Georgia. That's cool. Look, but you got to keep take care of business. This could be a special year. You know, I think it was said first on this show, at least on this radio station, about what could Tech do, which was 10 wins, and we were mocked by other shows. And I think that says all you need to say about the people that mocked us, because this team has a real good chance to win 10 games.
They're a good team. You got to avoid the lulls of the season. The schedule does match up for you well, and I will say they are ranked at number 16 right now. That is right in front of number 17 Alabama, who I have on my hat today and who has a big game in Athens this weekend. So shout out to Brent Key and Georgia Tech. They take care of business in the right way this weekend.
Number 4, Miami. I'm sorry, Bo. Beat the Gators 26-7. They are at 4-0.
The score is way worse than the actual game if you watched it.
You thought so?
Well, yeah, because I don't think their offense played good enough to put up that many points. But, again, it turns into something where you go – like the short field opportunities, and they're scoring off 25-yard drives at this point. Offensively – you look pathetic right
well,
now.
Well, that's immediately where my head went.
But
was
defensively, Florida went into this game with three starters on the defensive line out.
Yeah.
And they held Miami in check. Carson Beck, if that's your Heisman Trophy winner, we should just not give the damn trophy out this year. Because I don't see how he's a favorite for the Heisman Trophy.
I'd be curious to see, and I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm wondering if the Gunnar Stockton didn't gain some odds just after this weekend by not playing. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where sometimes you sit out the weekend, and it's like, oh, everybody else looked like crap. Let's slide some pieces up the board. Miami is ranked number 2 in the new AP poll, though. That is a good team. Now, is it because of everything Carson Beck is doing? Absolutely not, but that's a win they should have had, and it's a lopsided win at that against an in-state rival, so... Yeah, they got 7 votes for number 1, too. That's crazy.
Well, we are about to get to Mac Drop, talk about that Falcons game, but I just want to mention this last game because I'm confused as to what is going on. Clemson took another loss over the weekend to Syracuse, 34-21. They're now 1-3.
Yeah, Dabo sounds bad.
Yeah.
After what he did last week and then to come out and lay another egg.
Right.
It's awful optics. It just is. And I'm sure that he's like, you know what, fire me, I'll go somewhere else. They might.
They might.
If you keep losing like that, don't test their gangster. They might. They might do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. They looked bad all the way around. You know, Fran Brown had a plan and jump on them quick. That onside kick after you take the opening kick and go right down the field and score a touchdown was brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. They executed it perfectly. You jump on them, and Clemson was playing catch-up. Cade Klubnik has I know that he played good last year, but in the biggest moment of the year last season to me against South Carolina, he made a horrid mistake, and he does not play well. Now Syracuse lost their starting quarterback doing a torn Achilles in that game. So
terrible.
I'm not sure where their season will head, but that – Clemson has to win out now to get in the college football playoff. I'm just thinking that seems like the least. That's the least of their. Just like we shouldn't be worried about winning the division right now as a Falcons fan. You should be worried about righting the ship and trying to get this thing figured out. That's exactly where Clemson is at.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, it was a crazy weekend in college football, but Clemson definitely one of the downtrodden parts of it. I do want to do real quick. I did look up the latest Heisman Trophy odds. How about Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback at Indiana, now leading the Heisman Trophy odds at +800, according to FanDuel. John Mateer is in second at +900. Carson Beck has slid back to third at +1300. So be interesting to keep tabs on that. Gunnar Stockton at fifth on FanDuel at +1400 after not playing this weekend. But he's going to be center stage this week when Bama rolls to town over in Athens, so that'll be one to keep track of. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, real quick, that Clemson loss does make me curious what the conversation between AJ Terrell and his brother Avion was this weekend. Like, what? They're both going through it at this moment in time. You know what I mean?
That's such a good point. You're like, dude, we had a rough weekend. Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Commiserating at its finest.
Did you see at the end of that, I don't want to derail, but at the end of that game, the Clemson game, three Clemson players went up to Fran Brown at the end of the game and talked to him, because obviously Fran Brown was at Georgia and he recruited all three of those guys, I'm sure, but Avion Terrell was one of them, just showing the respect. And I think he's a lead. I think Avion Terrell – Well, I don't
think
we
were just showing respect.
He's a leader of they're not going to go to Syracuse.
I don't know. They might just be keeping their lines of communication open. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Now you sound like they. Allie, to you.
All right. So we are going to talk about the Falcons' loss yesterday. It was 30-0 in Carolina. So I don't really have any words to cheer us up. So I turned to AI yesterday to get us another song to hopefully get us going. This song that AI came up with is called Rise Again in ATL.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Dylan, hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Last night was cold, the score was cruel. Panthers 8, we played the fool. But the band still stands like a crowd on a hill. ATL don't break, we just been with the will. Took a hit, but we ain't done. Ain't no quitting in the 404, son. Charlotte had the night, it's true. The next one, Commanders, we coming for you. Rise again, in ATL. We don't fold, we don't dwell. Shake it off, hit that bell.
Yeah?
This is so incredibly well done that it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying to listen to this.
So
I'm clear, this is not a person's voice.
This is not a person's voice.
So when we go to AI concerts in the future for these AI-generated albums that are going to be out there, how are we going to, like, what's the performance going to look like? And also, are we at the point where we're never going to be, like, humans are just going to be void of being able to make a living soon?
I mean,
because that's where we're going. I mean, you know, like.
Listen, you still have to tell it what to do, and a cup of water could be its demise, okay? Like,
well, that's
yeah, but I saw the Terminator and the Terminator 2. So I'm going to tell you that it ain't all fun and games.
I'm just like, every time I hear something like this, I always think of, like, what jobs are fastest to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always going to be, in my opinion, obviously artists, musicians, mm-hmm. people with opinions. But I also think of, like, house DJs. And, like, at what point is a house DJ just non-existent? You know what I mean? At what point you're just like, hey, I wrote this AI program. He's going to spin on the ones and twos. You know what I mean?
You could argue right now that house DJs don't really do anything. They just hit a button. Like, some people just have that
track. See, normally I'm the one saying stuff like that, but today it was Ali Mack.
What size shoe is that you're pulling out of your mouth right now?
Wow.
Oh, man.
My bad, Gordon.
Those boots you got on are going to hurt.
Gordon and I spend a lot of time together right now because he's out of the Kia remote.
Let me tell you something.
Apologies to all the DJs out there. That was rough, Allie.
Gordon has a hat on that says loyalty. You might have just lost all the loyalty he had for you. I tell you that much.
Hey, Gordon, just know Allie said it, so don't take us off the air, bro. Please.
The ones that I'm thinking of is like Paris Hilton standing back there. Do you actually think Paris Hilton knows what she's doing
there
back
there? Was it Brody Jenner who used to come in town, I think, to play like a Gold Club or something like that, Privé, one of those places,
right.
And it'd be like, bro, what?
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Shaquille O'Neal does that. Shaq, DJ,
Play.
I don't remember what he goes by, but DJ Diesel, there it is, yeah, DJ Diesel, there you go. Yeah, and I don't, you know, it's like, okay, cool, that's a cool hobby for you, but I don't know, I just, I hear that, and it just blows my mind that's not even a real person's voice. And I'm like, dude, this is just, we're just getting weeded out one by one. Well, terrifying.
Did it do its job, though? Did it cheer you up after yesterday's loss?
Well, I think it's a very, very well done writing by you. But no, not that. It sounds like a Sprite commercial.
Can you ask it what went wrong yesterday? That's the next question.
It's not.
What happened? Was it? Should we have completed a couple more third downs? Did Darnell Mooney need to be more involved on 11 targets? That's what I want to know. Next time you talk to old AI over there, just see if they can let me know what exactly happened yesterday.
Well, if you are upset about yesterday's loss, as we all are, we are taking your calls today, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us. We're going to read some of those next. Again, taking your reaction for Falcons Monday from the DreamSpeak Live Golf Tournament on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.